Thank you for taking my question. I have two questions. One that came up as you were speaking, and I was actually really, really glad to hear when you spoke about bringing everything from love, because that's something that I truly believe that I've always come from. And in I'm an entrepreneur, and in business, I've found myself having to deviate from that to get results. If I've been wronged by somebody or had a bad debt collection, my reality has been that the firmer and more aggressive I get, the better my results typically is. So what would you say to that?
When you're, we would say that if you are, there is not a question that action does produce some results. And their motivation is not a myth. In other words, you can accomplish some things by pointing out unwanted. We are just wanting to help you to feel the comparison between the leverage of alignment and the prodding of action. And we want to dramatize it by saying things like, mediocre life comes through action and motivation, while extraordinary life comes from alignment and allowing. So, and we feel it so strongly that we wanted almost to contradict the very words that you were saying by saying, we have never known any success that can come other than from love. And what we mean by that is we've never known any success, any real success. We think that the success that everyone seeks is alignment. We think that the success that everyone seeks is the freedom from resistance. And if you are not in the vibration of love, then there is resistance. In other words, there are contradictory vibrational frequencies, you see. So give us an example of what you mean.
I'd say the number one thing that comes up is I've owned a lot of small companies over the last 3 years and sold them. And every one of them has a chunk of outstanding debt. And so I vowed to myself that as of August of 2008, that would be completely cleared up. And in clearing that up, it means either securing the debt in some way so that one day it'll get paid to me, or actually collecting on it. But I wanted it completely wiped out of my out of my sphere of influence. I just didn't want to have to think about it. I want to move on. And I'd rather focus on the new profits than the old bad debts.
So the point that we want to make to you is that in your attention at collecting that debt and in the subsequent sometimes strong-arming that you have to do in the achievement of it, you have no idea what you're giving up in terms of your vibrational escrow during that process.
Right.
It's like collecting pennies when you could be receiving...
Well, I wish it was pennies.
Well, we know it's significant. We know that it feels significant. And we're not saying that there's something wrong with the effort at collecting it.
Right.
We just want you to understand that in your attention to something like debt and in the negative emotion that you feel, let's say that someone owes this money and they're not paying it and they think that they can get away with it, and it bothers you that they think they can get away with it, and they're trusting that you won't pursue in any legal regard. We're exaggerating slightly, but only slightly. And so as you then find yourself feeling the discord of having to deal with this because they should be doing something differently. What we want you to understand is that in all of that wrestling, you are putting more into your vibrational escrow. But as long as you are looking here, you cannot be a vibrational match to what's over here. We were talking with a man some years ago, and he had a company where he had a very large accounts receivable. And he was having a hard time collecting it. And he also had debt of his own. And if he could just collect his accounts receivable, if the people who owed him money would just pay the money he owed, then he would be out of debt. And he felt that his very sense of security was riding on them not keeping their word to him. And so he was trying to collect. He was writing letters. He was making himself sick over it. And we said to him, here is the letter that we would write. And he was all eager. He took out his notebook as we began to express the words for him to send. And our words were these: Dear person who owes me money, I'm writing this letter to you to let you know that as of this moment, I'm releasing you of all obligation to the debt that you have owed. Because I have come to understand that the universe is abundant and that I have the ability to tap into the resources of abundance, and I am no longer needing the vortex of you in order to satisfy that abundance. He was dumbfounded. He could not accept our words. And then we went on to explain to him that we could see what his struggle had caused him to put into his vibrational escrow. And that we could see from our aerial view that every moment he spent trying to collect that debt was disallowing him of receiving the abundance that had been lined up for him otherwise. What we're really talking about here, and you said it in your words as you began, is the difference between having your feet in the physical world of manifestation or in the non-physical world of vibration. And you can't have one foot in one world and one foot in the other. When you take both feet and you put them in your own vibrational vortex, right, and you let that be the basis of the vibration that is you, now you are only in the vibration of well-being. You can call it love or appreciation or alignment. You can call it anything that is comfortable to you. But it is our promise to you that when you are there and only there, only things that match what is in your vibrational escrow can be your experience.
Right.
And then our friend, he made some effort at that, and debt that had not been paid in a long time began coming to him. In other words, it was astonishing to him to realize that the pressure that he was putting on them was also keeping them from giving. Because when you put pressure on people, all it does is make them feel defensive against you. Where when you take the pressure off and you line up with who you are, those who are going to pay are going to pay, and those who are not going to pay are not going to pay, and it is too great of a price to pay to push against them, really.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense, and I've experienced a portion of that, so
yes.
I'm going to do the same.